Staff and patients of Charlotte Matleke Hospital have been waiting for the city to do the repairs to get it running again. The mayor's office says the police have to investigate the blaze first, but the police aren't turning up. The police service says its fire experts aren't available.
I think the problem is that it's ended up with an authority that doesn't have insight into the actual disaster that is going on.
Professor Dania Ballett is clinical head of four of Johannesburg's largest public hospitals, including Charlotte Matleke.
And it's a disaster that's difficult to quantify because people don't all congregate in one group and show how sick they are or how many are dying.
She told VOA of a number of deaths she ascribes to the hospital being bolted shut.
One of the little babies arrived dead and casualty at one of the other hospitals because the parents didn't know where to go because Charlotte was closed, so there was delay, and by the time they got the child there, it was too late.
The pediatrician says the hospital cares for many patients with long-term chronic conditions that need constant treatment and monitoring. Without proper help or their medicines, they die, Ballett says.
We serve more than 1,000 inpatients, and they have literally 1 million outpatients a year. So not only is it like 1,000 hospital beds, it's almost 100 ICU beds, meaning ventilator beds, about 300 COVID beds, and 28 operating theatres. To take that resource out of the system, it has just overburdened the other hospitals.
City officials say patients who usually go to Charlotte Matleke should now go to other hospitals. But as Ballett points out, these are already full.
Patients are lying on the floor. Patients are lying in stretchers in between hospital beds. At Chris Hani Barra, they're having to close the surgical wards to accommodate the extra patients from the COVID wave.
She says doctors and nurses are collapsing under the strain.
Clinicians are at the end of their tether, really. It's extremely, extremely stressful. It's exhausting, and they are overburdened, and they really don't know where to turn because it just seems that all their pleas for assistance fall on deaf ears.
Those ears are insisting that forms are filled in, boxes ticked, dotted lines signed.
Unfortunately, I think we've now got tied up in some sort of bureaucratic process of trying to get plans for the hospital drawn and trying to get fire hydrant couplings on certain things, which I'm not saying are not important, but I think one has to balance that up against the impact on people's health and literally lives.
Ballett says she welcomes a promise by the municipality that it'll allow Charlotte Matleke's cancer wards to open on Monday, but she adds it's just not enough. For VOA News, I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.